CQ, CQ, CQ. Calling all radio amateurs and listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. This broadcast comes to you from amateur radio station G4TRN, located in Bristol, and transmitting on 145.525 MHz. Thank you for joining us. It's Sunday, the 2nd of November, 2025, and here is the GB2RS news broadcast, prepared by the RSGB and intended for all radio amateurs and listeners. This bulletin is also available on the RSGB website at rsgb.org, where you will find links to groups and organisations that may be mentioned in this broadcast. The news headlines. The RSGB National Radio Centre wins the 2025 Sir Arthur Clarke Education and Outreach Team Award. The RSGB releases two panel discussions from its recent convention. Learn how to improve speech clarity with DSP in November's Tonight at 8. At a glittering awards ceremony in London this week, the RSGB National Radio Centre team beat two other finalists to win the 2025 Sir Arthur Clarke Education and Outreach Team Award. The NRC was recognised for inspiring all generations about amateur satellites by providing a unique insight into the world of radio communications. The awards are organised by the British Interplanetary Society. The award was accepted by RSGB General Manager Steve Thomas, M1ACB, NRC Coordinator Martin Baker, G0GMB, and NRC Volunteers Patrick Wood, 2E0IFB, and Brian Hardy, G4BIP. In his acceptance speech, Steve Thomas thanked Martin and the 65 volunteers for the work they do in welcoming over 80,000 visitors to the NRC each year. He also said that through the Society's public outreach and STEM activities, it aims to help generate and support future RF engineers who may one day work in space or related industries. Congratulations to the whole NRC team for this recognition of the great work you do. Have you ever considered how to engage more girls and women with amateur radio? This question was discussed by a panel of female radio amateurs at the RSGB convention last month. The group touched on topics including accessibility to in-person activities, support and encouragement, as well as the potential obstacles to attracting more women into amateur radio. The discussion is now available to watch in the RSGB 2025 convention playlist on the RSGB's YouTube channel via youtube.com/drsgb. And would be great to see yous for a club night, to start conversations and to help inspire new plans. You can also see the How to Encourage Thriving Clubs panel discussion in the same playlist, where four clubs shared the activities that are helping them to gain members. Don't forget to subscribe to the channel to be the first to hear about new videos when they are released. Tomorrow, the 3rd of November, join Graham Somerville, M3ZGS, owner and managing director of DSP Noise Cancellation Specialists, BHI Limited, for November's Tonight at 8 webinar. The presentation will give viewers an insight into how to improve speech clarity with digital signal processing technology and which products are best suited to specific atomic applications and setups. Graham will also explain how noise cancelling will help those with hearing loss to enjoy amateur radio more. You can join the webinar and ask questions via the live chat on both the RSGB YouTube channel and special BAT channel. To find out more, go to rsgb.org/webinars. If you are planning a visit to the RSGB National Radio Centre, please note that it will be closing at 4 p.m. over the winter months, in line with Bletchley Park's operating hours. Volunteers from the centre look forward to welcoming visitors. Remember that RSGB members can download a free entry voucher for Bletchley Park at rsgb.org/bravo-papa-voucher. Now for details of rallies and events. Rochdale and District Amateur Radio Society Winter Rally is taking place on Saturday, the 15th of November, at St. Vincent de Paul's Hall, Northern Rochdale, postcode Oscar Lima 127 Quebec Romeo. The doors open at 10 a.m. and entry costs £3. Radio is catering and plenty of free parking will be available on site. For more information, email rally.romeoalphadeltaalpharomeosierra@hotmail.com. And on Sunday the 30th of November, Bishop Auckland Radio Amateurs Club Rally is taking place at Spennymoor Leisure Centre, County Durham. Traders, catering, ample parking, disabled facilities will be available. For more information and downloadable trader forms, visit bravoalpharomeoalphacharlie.org.uk. And now the special event news. Members of the Latvian Radio Amateur League are active with special call sign Yankee Lima 100 Lima Romeo to mark the centenary of Latvia's radio first broadcast on the 1st of November 1925. Today is your last chance to put the call sign in your log. Look for activity on the HF bands using FT8. QSOs will be uploaded to Logbook of the World, EQSL, QRZ.com, and Clublog. The East Midlands Electronics and Radio Group will be on the air with the GB1BK call sign to commemorate Remembrance Sunday. Operators expect to be active on at least the 8th and 9th of November during daylight hours. The team may also be active on Armistice this day, 11th of November. The station will operate from former RAF Binbrook in Lincolnshire. Listen for activity on all bands, but in particular the 40 and 20 metre bands using SSB and the 2 metre band using FM. Now the DX news. The 5 kilo 0 Uniform Alpha team is active from San Andres Island, NA033, until tomorrow. Operators using CW, FT8 and SSB on the 160 to 10 metre bands, QSL via OQRS and Logbook of the World. For more information, visit indiamikedeltaxray.org. Edgar K2IN is operating CW with the Hotel Charlie 8 Mike call sign from San Cristobal in the Galapagos Islands, SA004, until Tuesday the 4th of November, QSL via OQRS. Now the contest news. The United Kingdom and Ireland Contest Club DX-SSB contest started at 1200 UTC yesterday and ends at 1200 UTC today. Using SSB on the 80 to 10 metre bands where contests are permitted, the exchange is signal report and serial number. UK and EI stations also send their district code. Full details, including team competition and area codes, visit Uniform Kilo Echo India CharlieCharlie.com or RSGBCharlieCharlie.org. Scores from RSGB members operating within the UK and Crown dependencies will be included in the HF Championship. The Wirtall Britain DX contest started at 1200 UTC yesterday and ends at 1200 UTC today. Using SSB on the 80 to 10 metre bands where contests are permitted, the exchange is signal report, serial number and Wirtall Britain area. The RSGB 144 MHz CW Marconi contest started at 1400 UTC yesterday and ends at 1400 UTC today. Using CW on the 2 metre band, the exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. tomorrow, that's the 3rd of November, the RSGB Autumn Series Data Contest runs on 2000 to 2130 UTC using RTTY and PSK63 on the 80-meter band, the exchange's signal report and serial number. On Tuesday, the 4th, the RSGB 140 MHz FM Activity Contest runs on 1900 to 1955 UTC using FM on the 2-meter band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. Also on Tuesday the 4th, the RSGB 144 MHz UK Activity Contest runs from 2000 to 2230 UTC using all modes on the 2-meter band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. On Wednesday the 5th, the RSGB 144 MHz FT8 Activity 4-hour contest runs from 1700 to 2100 UTC using FT8 on the 2-meter band, the exchange's report and 4-character locator. Also on Wednesday, the RSGB 144 MHz FT8 Activity 2-hour contest runs from 1900 to 2100 UTC using FT8 on the 2-meter band, the exchange's report and 4-character locator. Stations entering the 4-hour contest may also enter the 2-hour contest. And also on Wednesday the 5th, the United Kingdom and Ireland Contest Club 80-meter contest runs from 2000 to 2100 UTC using SSB on the 80-meter band, the exchange's your 6-character locator. The Worked All Europe DX RTTY contest runs from 0 hours UTC on Saturday the 8th to 2359 UTC on Sunday the 9th of November, using RTTY on the 80 to 10 meter bands where contests are permitted, the exchange's signal report and serial number. Also on Saturday the 8th, the RSGB 1.8 MHz Affiliated Societies contest runs from 2000 to 2300 UTC using CW and SSB on the 160-meter band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and your club information. On Sunday the 9th, the UK Microwave Group Low Band contest runs from 1000 to 1400 UTC using all modes on 1.3 to 3.4 gigs frequencies, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. This is Golf Bravo 2 Romeo Sierra from amateur radio station Golf 4 Tango Romeo November, located in Bristol. Now the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO on Thursday the 30th of October. Last weekend saw HF Shine as stations took part in the CQ Worldwide SSB contest. Geomagnetic conditions remained settled and DX was plentiful, with contacts possible as far afield as Alaska to the west and China to the east. Given the unsettled conditions we've had recently, it was a welcome break as radio amateurs filled their logs with far-flung DX. As we enter November, we can still expect the fine autumnal conditions that made October so good. However, as the month progresses, we can also anticipate improvements in LF band DX. So keep an eye on the 80 and 40 meter bands. Solar flux index has declined somewhat and is now standing at 118. This is still enough to get the 10 meter band coming, but it's a far cry from the 200 plus we saw at sunspot maximum. Nevertheless, get on the bands and work the DX while you can. Two large corona holes, one on the sun's northern hemisphere and one in the southern hemisphere, have been sources of a fast solar wind stream. We may expect more geomagnetic disturbances today. Also, active region 4246 is now coming around the sun's limb again and could be worth keeping an eye on. It's been emitting solar flares while out of view. Look for more activity upon its return. For the coming week, NOAA predicts that the solar flux index could increase, perhaps starting the week at around 135 and increasing to 150 by the 9th of November. The first half of the meet should be quiet geomagnetically, but we may expect more unsettled geomagnetic conditions around the 7th to the 9th of November, when the KP index could increase to 5. Expect maximum usable frequencies to be depressed until the KP index recovers. And now the VHF and up propagation news from G3YLA and G4BAO. The current spell of unsettled weather remains the focus for the foreseeable future. Previous model runs have suggested the possibility of high pressure returning by the end of the coming week, but this is no longer the case. The RSDB 140 MHz CEW Marconi contest, which ends at 1400 today, will take place under the influence of low pressure rather than any tropho-producing highs. With the unsettled pattern continuing, the preferred mode might be rain scatter for the gigahertz bands, but no tropo. The chances of aurora are there, and after a very auroral-sounding 40-meter band on Wednesday the 29th, when the KP index hit 4, we should remain alert to change conditions on the high HF and VHF bands. However, it probably takes a KP index between 5 and 7 to produce exciting radio effects. Meteor scatter options look reasonable as we move into November, but the next important shower, the Leonids, doesn't peak until after the 17th. We do, however, enter the edge of the stream later in the coming week. A final note of caution is that this unsettled type of weather pattern can produce rapidly developing lows and bring damaging winds to some parts of the country. So, take the opportunity on the quieter days to check antennas for security. For email operators, the moon's declination is negative and rising, going positive today, so moon window lengths and peak elevation are both rising. Path losses are still falling as we approach perigee on the 5th of November. 144 MHz sky noise is low all week, rising to medium by next weekend. And that's all from the propagation team this week. Next, the local news. Please note that details of all RSGB affiliated clubs and societies can be found on the RSGB website. That includes email addresses and website links where known. Well, this week there's only one item of news from my regular coverage area of Wales and South West that is not the usual repetitive information that can be found on the web. So here it is. Shirehampton Amateur Radio Club has a club net on 145.425 MHz from 11 a.m. every Sunday. The club meets every Friday from 7 p.m. This week there will be a fireworks event. Contact is Colin, G3YHV, 0117-982-3822. He is secretary at shirehampton-alpharomeocharlie.org.uk, and they're on the web at shirehampton-alpharomeocharlie.org.uk. So, that ends this week's GB2RS news broadcast, brought to you by John, G4TRN. It is compiled by the Radio Society of Great Britain, which represents amateur radio and radio amateurs within the United Kingdom and internationally. News items for GB2RS, Radcom magazine and the RSGB website should be sent to the editorial team as far in advance as possible by email to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. The deadline is 10 a.m. on Thursdays. The RSGB retains the copyright of the material transmitted. Information about amateur radio can be found at our website, rsgb.org. The full schedule of GB2RS broadcasts can be downloaded from rsgb.org/GB2RS schedule. GB2RS is not licensed for two-way communication, but calls will be welcomed after close down under the call sign Golf 4 Tango Romeo November. So until next Sunday, 7-3, have a good week from the GB2RS news team.